storms portions of the coast. Mandatory evacuation orders across southwest Louisiana jamming highways as tens of thousands are packing up and getting out of harm's way.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Morgan City. If cleared by his doctor, President Trump says he'd like to hold rallies in Florida and Pennsylvania this weekend.
CDC guidelines say people who have mild to moderate cases of the coronavirus most likely remain infected, quote, no longer than 10 days after the onset of symptoms. Dr. Sean Conley's memo said Saturday would be the 10-day mark.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With powerful Hurricane Delta about to make landfall on the Louisiana coast, we're even going to see some effects here in Alabama, hundreds of miles away, especially by tomorrow. But even today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Breezy, with a high temperature up to about 83. Tonight's low down to about 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands of Delta. Windy tomorrow, with wind gusts as high as 30. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. A risk of a few leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday, but beautiful weather pattern beginning Monday through Wednesday and beyond, with cooler nights and nice days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey folks, it's Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Or a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Ray?
Doing well.
Good. Now, I apologize about yesterday.
No, I apologize.
Well, I was getting my hair cut, and I couldn't answer. My barber gets really ticky at me whenever I try to talk on the phone while she's cutting my hair.
Yeah.
Well, I apologize because we were so stacked full of calls about the VP debate.
In the fly?
Yeah, in the fly.
He won the debate.
Definitely the fly won the debate. You know, it was actually sort of, at least it gave us something to laugh about.
Yeah.
And in all the seriousness, but I figured that he did a really good job.
Yeah, Pence really did.
Definitely.
Yeah. Pence really did a slam-up job on that debate.
It does feel good, though, getting the haircut, getting those ears lowered. I had one this weekend myself, and It's nice and refreshing. Wait, did you make this decision, Ray, or is this like a wife saying, hey, go get your haircut?
Oh, no. Actually, my barber is my wife.
Oh, convenient.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, and the thing I've never been blessed with is good hair. I really have a head that looks like a horse mane when it gets fluffy.
Man, if only it was the 70s and you were in like some pop rock group.
Hey, I would have been a star in the 70s. Now, it would have been all stringy. It does nothing but lay there. She's like, why don't you put mousse in it? And I said, because I look, you see all the bald spots. At least if it's puffy, you don't see the bald spots, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good strategy. It's kind of what the president does, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, in all seriousness, guys, we are super busy. I have to say that I really do appreciate it because I know a lot of these sales are coming from your listeners. And if y'all need a floor, give us a call at 285-8117. We'll be glad to run out and give you a free measurement. I'm doing 3 or 4 today. I'm actually sitting in front of the house right now fixing to walk in and measure. And then within a week or two, hey, you know what? You got a new floor down. It's just that simple.
Folks, again, that's Prattville Carpet. Their number, 285-8117. It's not just carpet. It's any type of flooring you need. They do fantastic work over there. So 285-8117. When you call that number, be sure to tell them, you heard Ray here talking about his hair on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, y'all have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Ray. Take care, brother.
272-9228. Jack Campbell, he texted me, said he'll call right after Ray.
He didn't know when Ray was coming on.
We'll be right back.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon after that very brief break. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
And I'm willing, and I'm able.
Friday, which means we can go wherever you like. We can talk about the debate that's supposed to be upcoming, but maybe it's not happening, or maybe it's going to be virtually happening, or maybe Trump's mad at the moderator now.
What's the odds on it happening, Joey? Your personal odds?
I usually say this is just a lot of posturing before it, so I think the odds are pretty good it still happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, at this point, it might be 50-50. Could be a coin flip.
I'm like you. I really think it's going to happen, but I think Trump is just putting it out there that he's not happy with the moderator. He'd like to get some changes done. He just kind of being very Trump-esque by saying up front what I don't agree with.
And, you know, all these folks who rely on prestige and legitimacy and sort of process, bureaucratic process.
Yes.
It's like going to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that is, like, magical, that breaks through all the process, all the double checks.
Recess?
Not recess.
Oh.
No, if you wanted to get out of school, what would you do? What would you present to your teacher or to your administrator?
A note?
Well, not is your mom credentialed in any way?
With my teacher, she is.
A doctor's note, Eddie.
Oh, but of course, yes.
Doctor's note is like a get out of jail free or school.
Especially
free.
If it says you have mad diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
They let you go immediately.
Oh,
no questions asked.
Yeah, we got an explosive situation here.
Exactly.
Get this kid out of here.
Exactly.
But that's what Trump has apparently done. He's like, by Saturday, I had a doctor give me a note.
That's right. Now, I forgot, Joey. You're right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I think the debate's going to happen because I think Trump's going to just pummel them into it. But, I mean, it's so ugly now with Steve Scully and Trump, the moderator before the debate. Oh, and Fox News brings on Chris Wallace It's like, oh, no, Steve Scully could be trusted.
That was just like watching Donna Brazile after the debate the other night. Now, I know at some point people give her some credibility. I give her absolutely zero.
Right.
And at what point do you just lose your credibility? As a reporter or as anybody with any kind of trust that the public should have for, she got busted.
See, but all y'all complaining about Donna Brazile and Fox are getting played.
No, I don't care where she's at. I'm just saying in general.
No,
she should.
Why does Fox put her on there?
Oh, to make people like me watch and complain.
Exactly.
Shut up, Joey.
272-9228 News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
It's Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys. Hey, watching CBS News last night and this morning. I was watching at 3 o'clock this morning. The overnight news.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing up at 3 a.m.?
Man, I wake up. Yeah. I just wake up, come outside, get a cup of coffee, sit on the swing.
Yep. Okay. Not bad.
I don't have good sleeping habits.
Yeah, but, I can relate. I can relate.
But they had about a 15-second clip when Pelosi come out to the podium, and she wants a constitutional amendment.
No, she wants to use the 25th Amendment to set up a...
To have the president.
Yeah. No, but here's the interesting twist on this, Clint. I don't think what she's doing is set up for Trump. I think it is to kind of needle Trump.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, we're going to set up this committee of doctors and experts to say you're unfit for office. But what happens if Biden does win?
Yes.
All of a sudden, you get Mamala as president.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm glad you clarified that for me. All right.
Yeah, it's a certain aspect of the 25th Amendment that's never been used. I think it's atrocious to even take that seriously. And I don't think it is serious. I don't think it'll actually be used. I think it's just another political ploy right before an election.
Well, they're not done yet. They're going to come up with something else. You know that.
Oh, of course.
You know, it's not going to stop. So, all right, guys. You guys have a good day and have a good weekend.
You too, buddy.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle. 272-9228. Tampa Bay Buccaneers losing it last night. Oh, it was. I stayed up and watched it.
I was going to say, you stay up for that?
Yeah. And it was so frustrating.
For a beating.
No, but did you see what Brady did?
No, I did not.
The last play they had the ball on offense, it was like a minute 12 left. They're only down by two.
Oh, that's
Brady. And yeah, no, and it's because right Chicago, there. The Bears made a mistake and they threw the ball, so it stopped the clock. They still kick a field goal, go up by two. There's like five lead changes in that game. Defensive, kind of ugly penalty based game, like slugfest. And you think, okay, it's Tom Brady.
That's what I mean. Tom Brady, you're
no
good.
No huddle offense, you know, hurry
walking
up
walking right down the field.
Yeah, and Brady throws one pass, and they catch it, but it doesn't get that far. Okay, and it's fourth down, and Brady kind of does this throwaway where it's trying to fit it in there, like to the tight end, and Brady, you know, fourth down's over, game's over, Brady's kind of looking up, holding up four fingers, like, I thought the next down's fourth. Really, Tom?
You really think
you forgot what down it was?
You really think that was the case?
And you want me to call you the GOAT? It's the curse of the Buccaneers.
Oh, definitely. You know that.
It really is.
Yes. There's no doubt about that.
Goodness. 272-9228. But I do wonder what Democrats and also Trump himself, what they're going to come up with next. Because everything is not what it seems these days. Everything that you think you can hang your hat on.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have debates. It's now like a huge contentious thing whether or not there's a debate at all.
What happened to all those WWE writers? Did they all get hired by all political parties now? Because that...
Maybe.
It's just that crazy, Joey.
It really is. And it's... At times, it can be frustrating. It's like, what are we doing today? Okay, what's the president going to throw out there today? What's Pelosi going to throw out there today? But as I said yesterday, I think all this division, all this craziness right now is actually good for the country. Not if it continues for years. That's not good.
Okay.
But I'll put it this way. I think this sort of fever pitch of everybody being so divided is waking up a lot of normal Americans.
So you're waking
to how
people
crazy
up.
Okay. I don't think everyday Americans are actually this way.
And then maybe they don't realize.
Right.
Okay. I got you.
Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Dern. All right. How are you?
Fine. How's Eddie?
I'm Dern. How you doing, Jack?
I'm okay, thanks.
I like your hat, Jack.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. Alabama home. I mean, what's it called? I can't even think.
Our sponsor of this hour?
Yes.
Alabama Home Mortgage.
That's what I thought. I said it, and then it didn't sound right. You ever done that?
Yeah, I have. I have. Yeah,
I do it all the time.
Called my wife the wrong name.
No, I actually opened up the show this... Really, Eddie? I opened up the show this morning, and I said, I'm Joey Clark. And I went, am I Joey Clark?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, are you doing all right this morning?
I am, thanks. Just got this hoarseness and a little cough.
It's making the rounds. And yeah, I think it's mostly seasonal changes, which is going to freak everybody out with COVID. I saw a headline that the Montgomery Advertiser put out last night, and I saw the update. It's like state authorities investigating a cat who has died of COVID.
Oh, come on.
And the cat had COVID-19. And the headline's like, no, now we're going to freak out every woman with 10 cats, along with regular families. You can't trust the cat anyway. And then you read into the story, and it's like, well, it's possible the cat had the COVID, but that wasn't the cause of death. It was other things involved with the cat.
Or maybe the cat's name was COVID.
Did they put that down as a statistic?
Yeah, here, I can pull up the article. But the headline, and this is just how news works these days. The headline's like, oh, no, the pets have it too now. But it's not as big of a deal as the headline made it out to be. But that's still something, of course, authorities want to look into this. And that is fascinating. Like, just from a scientific point of view, can this affect, in particular, felines, protect cats? But that kind of made me a little nervous. And with everybody getting all these seasonal allergies, and then there's going to be run-of-the-mill colds still, rhinoviruses, there's still going to be the flu out there. Get ready for, I think, a lot of, I think, warranted, understandable worry and woe.
Yeah.
So, but you're not positive for the Rona, right?
I don't think so. I hadn't had fever or anything like that.
No breathing just, heavy?
Huh?
No heavy breathing.
I can still breathe. Barely.
As he's coughing up a lung there.
Yeah. My left lung. It's the bad one anyway.
Yeah.
So at the first hour, a lot of what you missed, and again, folks, it's Friday, so 272-9228, 272-9228. You can go wherever you like. Because it's Friday, we open up the topic, you know, of whatever you want to discuss. And the first call was about the school system and the property tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of folks calling in about it, saying, you know, they really are worried about the school system because they think back to all these years of just not managing it well.
Yes, sir.
But one thing I've noticed, Jack, and I'm not trying to get on to people, it's just something that's just frustrating to me. It's folks who no longer live in Montgomery who remember the problems with the school system, which were indeed problems from years ago, and then they constantly dog the Montgomery school system, and you might be right, but you constantly dog Montgomery and the Montgomery school system. You don't even live here. You might work here, and you're not going to be able to vote on this measure upcoming. And I've noticed...
you're not going to be taxed.
Right.
I mean, so...
And have
but
you
now some
that?
People say that call in and say, well, I was in Montgomery, but I moved out because of the school system.
And that's, we got a call like that last hour, yes.
And I think that's kind of a legitimate call.
Right. Absolutely.
I would have never left if I had thought my kid would get a good education in the public system.
Well, and that is a chronic problem with Montgomery Public Schools, is they're losing student population.
Yeah.
And when you lose student population, you lose state funding.
Right.
So, yeah, at least the state does that.
How many did she say we had 38,000 in the system in Montgomery County?
I believe so.
Or in the
like
city?
That. Yeah, I believe something like that. Yeah.
I think she said 38,000. But anyway.
I mean, so far, let's recap. We've had Arthur Watts on, Superintendent Amroy Moore. What have you, Jack? Because I think you've looked at this for a lot longer than I have, been more conscious about city
and
politics.
I've been very critical of it, too.
Right.
But after hearing, and I listened to the podcast with Arthur Watts, And I, of course, it was on live with Dr. What's her last
Moore.
Name? Moore. And I'm kind of leaning toward voting for it.
Okay.
Because I think she is a good steward, I think. And I do believe he is, too. I mean, if it had been Barbara Thompson in charge, I would have led the crusade to have it defeated. But I'm kind of leaning toward it now, you know. And let's give it a try.
Okay.
And just hope to God it works.
Yes, that's what I'm worried about. Is it going to actually work? And as I've made clear, and it actually might lead some people to try to be spoilers, but it seems the first thing, the first priority of everybody who has, is actually active with the city and how they want to plan out the city for the future of Montgomery, the number one item they want to do is make the public schools better and fund the public schools more.
Right.
So if this first step falters, it's really going to mess things up for that strategic plan. And I'm talking about
people say you can't equate money with results. Maybe not.
That's
but
true.
We'll see.
Yeah, that is true.
It's going to pass. I feel comfortable because amendments usually do. I mean, well, I don't know. Tax increases sometimes don't pass.
Do you remember the last time this was ever on the ballot?
No, I don't.
Okay. And Eddie,
I really don't.
Eddie, you would know, I mean, because this is your business, in real estate, when it goes from 10 to 12 mils, for folks out there who don't know what that means, like they think in terms of percentages, what's my tax rate? So what is a mil? How does that work?
Joey, you're bringing back some real estate class. I can tell you this. I've got a house in particular valued from the city at 20 grand. My tax on that house is $300 a year.
$300 a year. Okay.
So if we're going from a 10 to what did we say, 22,
yeah.
So we're doubling it, $600 a year.
Okay.
So I don't see, honestly, it's not the amount that bothers me. I don't trust the people with the money, man.
Right.
It's just, and there's no checks or balances. And once we pass something like this, there's no going back. We cannot take this off. We can't say, hey, you guys didn't spend the money. I want this ad valorem tax reversed. That's never going to happen.
Right.
I've just been burnt by so many of these, hey, you give me more money, we can fix it. And they have no plan for the money. It's just give me more money.
Right.
They've sold it to a public, and I'll be very honest, most of the people they're selling it to are not homeowners. They do not realize, they don't think this is going to affect them. I can guarantee you it's going to affect them.
Oh, and it'll affect, renters too.
It doesn't matter if you're an apartment renter or a house renter. It's going to go up. And again, it's not the money. It's the fact that I do not trust them with the money. There's no checks. There's no balances. And, you know, even taking these people to jail that have spent the money in the past, so what, man? They ain't going to do nothing. It's not going to defer anybody. If you're going to steal, you're going to steal.
272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I am doing great. I kind of echo the sentiments of Eddie there. My issue with this whole tax bill for education is really simple. What are you going to do with it?
Right.
Have they rolled out a plan? And Jack, you may know this. You listened to a podcast from the superintendent, evidently.
We interviewed the superintendent last week and Arthur Watts a few weeks before that.
So do they have a plan?
Yes.
Are they telling us what they're going to spend?
I think they have come to the conclusion that we need to make some improvements to buildings and things like that.
And part of the
but
money.
I don't think they said exactly, did they, Joey?
Well, it's not like it's exactly line item and itemized. Here's where each dollar goes. The idea is this, Bill. Part of it is to leverage into a $200 million bond to do all, you know, years and years, a decade or more of maintenance deference. So on buildings. That would be the first big part. And then it's raising only something like $30
million. $31 million. $33 million is what Dr. Moore said.
And what they were hoping for is to hire, in particular, more counselors. And they have a lot of issues with kids who don't have great home life. And Dr. Moore was very blunt about that. And so they want to do more people that can help kids in those situations. They want to do more music and the arts. They want to do more of
foreign language.
Yeah, and it's these sorts of things. So one part is to finance a bond to do infrastructure and maintenance. The other part is to hire more professionals for specific needs.
Okay. So let me ask you the obvious question to me. If they have not maintained the buildings that they've got over the past 10, 15 years, so they're asking for new buildings?
No, I think most of this would be for maintenance of current buildings.
Improved buildings.
Yeah. So we improve the buildings. How does that really help education? Because here's my got you in this.
It creates a better environment. I mean,
absolutely.
You could make that argument.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Although when I went to Lanier, there's no air conditioning.
I feel better riding around in a $100,000 vehicle much more than I do a $10,000 vehicle. But that's about it.
But what's your gotcha question?
Well, my gotcha in all this is really simple. If they came out with a program saying, this is what we need, this is what we're going to do, here is how we're going to better education, and here are the checks and balances that we've got in for this, then I would be a little more likely to lean toward voting for it. But to say, you know, we have the lowest funding in the state. Yeah, you've got the worst school system in the state as well. So raise the school system and we'll get you the funding. Show us what you can do and we'll help you. But they're doing it vice versa. Give us the money and we promise we can get it better. It's like owning a boat.
Owning a boat.
A boat is a money pit.
Yes, it is.
You're never going to get out of it what you put in it. And if you keep it, you're going to keep putting money in it.
The best 2 days when you own a boat, the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad was talking to me about that the other day.
and I don't see where the school system raising their hands going, we're underfunded. We need money. We need money. I realize the public schools have issues. Guess what? So do the privates. The private schools have become reformatory schools with their parents paying to put their kids there.
Right.
I mean, if you go on some of the websites and look at some of the problems that are being reported, not only in public school, but in some of the private schools, you go, oh, my God, what is going on? It's ridiculous.
But something I don't understand.
I said a year and a half ago that the best thing for public schools is shut them down. Make people homeschool. Everybody said it couldn't happen. Guess what? Last March it happened, baby. Big time. And guess what? We're still surviving. So the answer isn't dumping money into a money pit. And I don't know exactly what the complete answer is, but I know that I am not for this tax increase right now.
So
not
you're
for
a,
what they're asking.
You're a no vote as of now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, if they show me how they're going to spend it and how it's going to improve education, then, you know, I'd be more than happy to look at it. But just because they haven't, what did they do with the money that was set aside to do all these improvements and do the maintenance? I mean, they've got a maintenance department that they spend money on yearly. Why aren't they doing their job?
I think what's happening is it's outpacing their funding. Yeah. And so they'll do maintenance on what they can with the current budget, but every year they fall behind more and more and more, and it stacks up.
Because age of the systems.
Right.
You know, they've got expiration dates on them. God knows how many of those systems really expired, and we're just duct taping it.
And there is a bit of a catch-22 in the argument here, Bill, is that they're saying we want to improve the schools even more, and we need more funding to do that. And then I don't think either side is wrong of saying this, that you're saying, well, improve the schools, and then I'll agree to more funding. And there's a gap there. that more conversation needs to be had.
Yeah. Well, you know, the big thing that I see with schools, and I've watched this because let me explain something. I have worked with thousands, literally thousands of products from the public and private school system here in Montgomery over the last 15 years in my business.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised when we get an employee who can do simple math, that can do comprehensive reading, and can speak with halfway correct English. That's not the norm. That is the abnorm. And it's not just the public schools, it's private schools as well.
Right.
So I see the finished product. But here is the thing that gets me. If you take a test from 1964 and update it to modern day policies, procedures, and event news, and give a senior a seventh grade test from 1964, they can't pass it.
Yeah, and if you go even further back in our history, the tests were even more difficult. And we talked about that a little earlier, and it's a shame. And it's not just a Montgomery thing. That's across the nation.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It is. And,
Bill,
and what we're doing is...
You know, not to go all Mike Pence on you and mansplain, but we got to hit a break. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
272-9228. Cooper, share and hold your positions. This is a short break. Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Well, I'm happy you're wearing that hat because the sponsor of this hour, News and Views, is Alabama Home Mortgage.
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
There really is, and that's why you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We'll tell you more about Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage when we come back later in the hour. But quick break. Cooper, Sharon, coming back to you after this break.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Right now we've been talking about the school system and the potential property tax increase that is being asked for on the ballot. But wherever you'd like to go on this fine Friday, well, actually it's starting to get a little dreary out there. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cooper. Hey, Cooper.
Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
Good. Your connection's bad. I don't know why.
How about now? Is that any better?
I can hear you. It's like you're distorted and staticky. I'm not sure what's going on.
Let me hang up and call you back.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go to one other call for you, and we'll come right to you, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
Fine.
Thank you. Sharon.
Good morning.
Morning, Sharon. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. As well, well, all things considered, you know, compared to what?
As well as you can be.
There you go.
Yeah. I called with my humble opinion about our school systems.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think the only logical first step, is to get rid of tenure.
Hmm.
They are not being held accountable for what they do and what they do not do. They cannot be fired. They can't lose their jobs. Nothing.
And I believe payment is based off of credentials and years of experience.
Right. Supposedly. Yes.
Right.
But
that would also, what you're proposing, be a state-level thing, as I imagine you already know.
It would be. It would be. It's going to be a Department of Education kind of a thing. So, but because of that, they don't have to go into the classroom and teach anything. They don't have to do anything at all. I see it all the time because I work here.
So you will be able to vote here. Are you going to be able to vote on this increase in November?
Yes.
And do you know where you're leaning towards, if you'd like to hear?
A definite no.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
Very good.
Is there a big reason? Is there one just convincing reason for you, Sharon, or is it just a multitude of reasons?
Because I think it's just another effort to throw money at something and hope it fixes it, and it won't.
I agree with you.
So, I don't know about you guys, but I don't have money to waste on that kind of crap.
No, I don't.
That's not the way to fix things.
And Joey, didn't you say a while back, private schools per student are lower than public schools per student?
Yeah, but I think Arthur Watts made a good point that they don't calculate in how much money the parents are spending for transportation, feeding their kids. Okay. Like, when you, it's...
I got you. So, yeah. Busing and... Okay, now that makes
it works sense. Out more apples to apples. It's a lot of these comparisons, you got to double-check if you're actually doing apples to apples comparisons. But, Sharon, I appreciate you calling. And, that's more where my focus is at the state level, too. I'd like all sorts of major reforms.
Yeah,
I had a
dear friend who grew up wanting to be a school teacher, so she actually took leave from her job at the state and went and did an internship at Brubaker. And she was offered a position, a permanent position, almost immediately. And she finished up her internship and came back to the state. She said there is absolutely nothing that could make her go and teach school.
That's a shame.
So.
Well, Sharon, I appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Cooper, got you back.
Hey, hope you can hear me better.
Yeah, much better.
Thanks. I don't know. I'm not sure if this will pass, and if it does pass, I don't know if it'll do any good. I hope it does. But I attended Lanier and started in the late 50s and graduated in the early 60s. That was the same school that my father went to. So you know about how old it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There was no air conditioning. The heat was radiators.
Yep.
I had teachers that had taught my father. And at that time, Lanier was one of the finest schools in the country, turning out, I think we had like 30-something merit scholarship finalists my senior year. I wasn't one of them. But it was, you could get a prep school education at Lanier. I was at Lanier a couple of years ago for a reunion. The building itself, from what I could see, was in better shape than when I was there. The paint was fresh. The floors were clean. and polished. I didn't do a thorough inspection, but just from looking at it briefly, it looked like it was in better shape than I was there. So, you know, I don't know what buildings have to do with it.
No, I very much see your point there, in the sense that it would be nice to have good surroundings where, you know, the idea is if you have something that's nice, you'll make you more proud, want to take care of it, I suppose.
I mean, don't we have a new high school?
Yes.
Park, is it Park Crossing or something like that? Or
yes.
Yeah.
What's going on there? How are the grades coming out of there? Or do you know?
Not the specific school, no. Off the top of my head, no.
Well, I mean, there's a few new schools. Bellingraph is a fairly new. It's been built in the last 5 years, I believe.
Right.
The old one was torn down, and they built another one down the street.
Well, my point isn't necessarily that a nice school is going to turn out a better education. My point is that older schools are going to suck up the maintenance budget. That's my point. And then with the newer school or older schools, if you go to retrofit them, like let's say you're going to run computer wires. Well,
you have a point there. And I hadn't thought about, I'm sure maintenance is more expensive now than it was.
I'm not
arguing against the tax increase. I'm just saying, you bring up a good point. Let's say the tax increase goes to offset the higher maintenance costs.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to do for the education?
Not a darn thing.
Okay. Joey mentioned something a minute ago about the cost of busing.
Right.
Busing originally came in, to my way of thinking, was to bus black children to predominantly white schools. That was the original intent of it.
Right.
Now, all the schools in Montgomery are black. So why don't we just do away with busing?
I got to take my kids to school myself now?
Right. You're
yeah, exactly.
You're
exactly
forcing
like
the parent
I
to
did.
Have too much responsibility.
That's right. Exactly like I did when I was a child. I rode my bicycle. I walked.
Or rode the city bus.
My father gave me a ride on his way to work.
Yeah, we rode the city bus, which was, you know, I think 35 cents round trip.
I mean, when I was in school, the only people that got bus were the people that lived out in the county. Yeah, you know, like Raymer, Highland Hole. Some of those got bussed in. And I got no problem with that.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, the original intention for busing doesn't exist anymore. And I'm sure that's a huge bill. Anyway.
So you're not against the side. Wait, are you going to be able to vote on this? You're just more generally talking about your experience.
No, I'm not going to be able to vote on that because I vote in Elmore County.
Okay.
My wife is going to be able to vote on it because she votes in Montgomery County. It's a long story. I'm not sure how she's going to vote on that, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
She is a product of private school, and all her children went to private school. All my children went to private school. She worked at a private school. I'm not sure how she's going to vote on it because she wants the Montgomery schools to be better.
Right.
Enjoying the show.
Thank you, Cooper.
Thanks, Cooper.
Tiger.
Hey there, Tiger.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, Tiger?
Relatively good.
I'm doing good. Pretty good, and I'm so glad, Jack, that you're going to support it because I think it needs to be supported, and I think that's going to help because y'all are talking about maintenance. When you have $200 million in deferred maintenance and you only have a budget of $3 million a year, how could you possibly fix anything for real?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, I'm going to give them a chance. And if this thing, you know, if we don't see improvement pretty soon, then I'm going to dog them out. But I think
that's fair. I mean, that's fair. That's right up the middle.
Yeah. I'll dog them out if they don't do right.
I'll help you. I'll dog them out, too. Me and you, we'll get them together, but let's give them a shot.
After you hear Arthur Watts and Roy Moore, you get a better feeling. I would have, like I said, I would have never voted for this if Barbara Thompson were still the superintendent.
I mean, I think she was an abysmal failure.
Dr. Thompson, right? Amen. But this is a new day, so we got to look at it in a new way. But
let's say it doesn't go our way, and we start dogging them out. That doesn't put money back in my pocket. It doesn't make them fix the problem. It just makes them go,
it does not, we got you the first time, sucker. But here's the thing, Jack. You had a caller say that we've been throwing money. The millage hasn't been raised in 50 years for the Montgomery Public School System. Right now, it's 10. That's the minimum.
The millage hasn't been raised, but the volume of houses in Montgomery has increased. So there has been money added to that.
But the assessed property value is not as great, like for Pike Road, for example, and they wanted a good school system. So even though they had a higher assessed property value, they still started out with higher than the minimum. They doubled the minimum and then some.
But how do we get people to the reason people left and the property values went down? Part of that reason was because the schools have gone to crap.
Exactly.
So
you're
now
exactly
we're
right.
Put
that's
money
the first
back
thing
into
you look at, right?
Hope they come back.
Yeah,
I just don't believe in throwing good money at something and going, "Hey, man."
Nobody
hope you guys
does.
Do
nobody
right
wants to throw money away. But the first thing you look at in real estate is how good the public school systems are.
That's right.
So if the public school systems improve, it only helps everybody and makes our property more valuable.
But what if they don't improve? Then we just lost all our money. Show me
but
in
look,
the past
if
where we've
if
done
we
something
do nothing
and they actually did it.
And we keep it at the state minimum, do we really think it's going to get better?
I know it's costing me the same money. I know.
But, Jack, man, thank you for being open-minded, man.
Well, I want to be because I really think education is going to make or break this city. And it's already taken its toll. So, you know, I'm willing. And like I say, if it doesn't go our way, then what the hell?
Well, Tiger, I appreciate you calling in. And it's good that we're discussing this today. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it.
Well,
again.
I mean, I appreciate you guys having Arthur Watts on your show, having Android Moore, getting both sides of the story. Because even though this is a conservative radio station, for the most part, you guys bring both sides in. So it's balanced, man, and that's why I listen to you guys, man.
Well, and
we appreciate it very much, Tiger.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you, Tiger.
More news and views when we come back. This part of the program brought to you, folks, by Heirloom Jewelers in Troop Booth. If you're looking to buy a fine antique jewelry piece, maybe a ring or a bracelet or a brooch or earrings, I mean, they've got one-of-a-kind handcrafted antique jewelry pieces.
You mean a brooch or a pterodactyl?
Always making these jokes in the middle of these ads, Jack.
I'm sorry.
I know. I love it. But True Booth is the guy to go see over at Heirloom Jewelers. They're located at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. And really the best way to do it is to make an appointment to stop by and see True Booth. You can make an appointment by calling him at 260-0066, 260-0066, or you can go to heirloomjewelers.com. You can make an appointment on the website. You can also see what they currently have in stock on the website. And whether you're looking to buy from Troop Booth or sell to him, you need to make that appointment. He's looking to buy jewelry right now, and he'll offer you top dollar. If you agree on the value he offers you in store, once you bring your inventory by, you get paid right then and there. So check out Heirloom Jewelers today. Troop Booth, fine antique jewelry expert, 260-0066 or heirloomjewelers.com. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. With powerful Hurricane Delta about to make landfall on the Louisiana coast, we're even going to see some effects here in Alabama, hundreds of miles away, especially by tomorrow. But even today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Breezy, with a high temperature up to about 83. Tonight's low down to about 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands of Delta. Windy tomorrow, with wind gusts as high as 30. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. A risk of a few leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday, but beautiful weather pattern beginning Monday through Wednesday and beyond, with cooler nights and nice days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Hey, it's Greg Goodell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested, with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We've got a full board of calls, so let's get right to it and go to Thomas P. Hey, Thomas P.
I was calling to close my eyes and open minds. Your phone number is listed as Don Markwell's. That'll tell you I don't call too often. But the point is, we spend more on education in Alabama per student than Georgia does. We pay our teachers less, but we have 15 years ago, having a conversation with Don Markwell, they did a report. We have like five times more administrators in our school system than Georgia. Now, the population in Georgia is considerably larger than Alabama, and I would understand if they had more administrators in Alabama, but they don't. Every one of these administrators, mid-management, all these people make six figures or more a year, close to it.
True.
And every time they bring up a tax for raising pay for teachers, it's not just the teachers. It's the janitors, which I have no problem them getting a pay raise. It's the teachers, which I have no problem them getting a pay raise. 3%, 3%, whatever. But when you're talking about these administrators that have done nothing but cripple us for decades, getting 3% on 100 grand, that's where your money's going. As far as property tax goes, my property tax has been constantly raised over the last 24, 25 years of being a homeowner. That being said, I don't want any millage increase because the city decides when to raise my property tax when they see fit. And it doesn't matter if you argue with Janet Buskey down there. She's going to raise your tax rate.
Yeah.
My first home was in the Garden District. I bought it for $75,000. I was being assessed for a house that would be $120,000. I lived there for 10 years. When we sold it, I sold it under what I bought it, and I had to bring a $10,000 check at closing.
Mm-hmm.
I live in McGee Estates now. She's tried to raise my rate twice over the last 8 years. I bought a foreclosure home. I put a lot of sweat equity into it, and they want to raise it to a certain level that if the city wants to come and write me a check for what they think my house is worth, I want them to come by next week and buy my house.
And that's that's a good point, Thomas, because we had somebody call off air a while ago, a business owner, and same thing happened to him with his business. The building at his business, he said, it tax value was about $150,000.
Mm.
One day they showed up and they said, now the new value is $450,000.
Good God!
He said, hey, that's cool. Write me a check right now. And the guy told him, yeah, you know that's not how this works.
Right. Well, keep going, Tom.
But they're still going to tax them.
Exactly. Right. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I have two children. I moved to McGee Estates purposely because I could be zoned for Bear School, and I had enough confidence in my kids that they could test up to the level of being in a magnet school.
Right.
My kids could walk to school at this point. The Bear Magnet School testing program, whether you find out more details from people in the know, they automatically try to redshirt every boy that applies there. They want boys to be a year older than the girls in every class, and their thought process is maybe they'll be more manageable. Now, I can't redshirt my kid. If I'm over 6'3" and I've been this way since 15, right, I'm not going to have a gentle giant running around school being undereducated.
Right.
So you go the private school route. So I've been paying property taxes for the city and contributing to a school system for over 25 years by directly owning a house and then renting an apartment for the 4 years earlier.
Right.
I'm getting nothing out of the equation. And money out of your pocket. Now, you can talk about M&M school. I'm in my mid-40s. I grew up in a desegregated school. There was nothing wrong with it. But the white flight took so much out of it. And the whole point is, if your family is not near your school, the family don't care about the school. Since they're skin in the game, you care. I challenge the thought process, if your kids are in private school, 80% of those parents give a blank.
Mm.
I challenge the fact in public schools, 80% of the parents there don't give a blank. And that's the true problem. Until those problems can be fixed, don't matter how much money you throw into it, because it's all corrupt and it's all going to go out the back doors, it ain't going to do a thing.
Well, Thomas, I can't argue with that. I won't, because it's a fantastic call. Very well put. I can also hear the emotion in your voice, and justifiably so. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Have a good day.
Whew. Well, we got to hit our top of the hour break. Urbanite, Eric the Dog, Steve, Christy, hold your positions. More news and views from 9 to noon coming up. Again, this is the second hour of News and Views, always brought to you by Alabama Home.